Ronald, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tess. Good morning.
So I guess, you know, it makes sense to have everybody, you know, go through security as you go through an airport. But why are the workers being targeted all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah, look, that's a key area because if you ask me, that's actually more important than the passengers in some case because they have access to the airside and they're able to see daily any weak spots in your security. And they would be able to expand on that and to benefit from that. So it's good on the government for doing that.
And so do we know what these new measures are going to involve at all?
The big thing is they're going to do more background checks. They're also going to have, depending on what type of travel, they'll have ID checks. Of course, they've always had that, but then they'll have where you have an actual positive ID. Before you could do all the paperwork, send it off to someone, and then have it done, most of those ID checks now will have to, where you have to go see someone face-to-face. So that's a big thing as well. The explosive one, that they haven't figured that one out all the way, and I'm a little bit on the fence on that one.
Yeah, so the explosive detectors is a really big one in this debate. I mean, I guess, why are they causing such a huge debate?
Yeah, that one's, I think the last, it's probably due to the last big breach in security where we had a bag almost make it through with explosives aboard a flight. The only reason it didn't make it through was because of it was too heavy. So we're lucky that someone didn't check out the requirements for the weight, and it was too heavy, and it got pushed off to the side, never made it on the plane. So that's probably the big pushing factor. And there also may be some intelligence from other countries that might be the next big push. That might be the area that the terrorists are focusing on as explosives on aircraft or around aircraft.
And so I guess compared to other countries as well, I mean, for example, maybe the US or the UK, is Australia doing, I guess, enough when it comes to airport security?
I believe we're getting there. I do believe that we have probably a little bit further to go than the others. Although I think Australia is probably a little bit more advanced than, say, Canada in the security, although Canada is moving quickly to catch up, not exceed the other countries. And we're kind of seeing it across around the world. So what happens is you'll see a few attacks in Britain, and then what will happen, they'll tighten down their security, they'll do raids, they'll find out who these people are, and then the attacks in Britain will move to France. And then France will tighten down, which has happened, and you don't hear too many. I mean, there's still some, but not as many. And then those two are clamped down, and they'll move to Spain. Well, we've been pretty lucky. We haven't had a whole lot towards Australia. So it's really smart that we're getting on board and that we're starting to make this a priority. And I just saw there's a huge budget that they're adding to be able to combat terrorism and any attack.
Well, that's definitely a good thing. In your opinion, do you think that ultimately these new measures are going to be effective, I guess, in preventing border risks?
I think they're a step in the right direction because you really don't want someone working at the airport that you don't know who they are and where they came from and what their mentality is like. Look, you'll have people that kind of switch or get disgruntled or have a reason, their why changes, and then they might do an attack, or they might be part of a group that does an attack. Although a lot of times you can track that, you know, there's kind of a history. So if you kind of look at the history, you can possibly protect the airport and protect aviation from that kind of attack. So yeah, hopefully we're doing a step in the right direction. We'll keep getting better. The intelligence will get better. We'll learn things from other countries, and they'll help us out. We'll help them out, and hopefully, going forward, we'll be able to deter anything that comes our way.
And I think that is a very positive note to end on, Ronald. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, thanks for having me, Tess, and thanks to your listeners.